and threatening. And so now Montecito Bank and Trust, you at Montecito Bank and Trust have a program that you go and educate the community on these types of scams and how to kind of protect yourself and your information.
Absolutely. So our financial literacy is really trifold. We started with the kids, and we go out and force in schools and teach about financial literacy and how to save and techniques and tools. And we've really done a lot in that space in the last 10 years. And then more recently, we've started doing these cybersecurity events for business customers and consumers to learn about cyber fraud, how it happens, how to protect yourself. And then the other thing that we've seen is a huge jump in crimes against elders. And, you know, that's a really challenging space because it's said that as we age, our ability to discern deceit starts to leave us. So a lot more susceptible to these types of fraud scams, and the ones that still have landlines, and the ones that may be lonely and may be sitting at home taking phone calls and believing things that aren't really true. You know, how many of us have gotten that call that we won the sweepstakes or foreign lottery or whatever?
You know, it's very interesting. You know, Montecito Bank and Trust, although larger than all of the other quote-unquote community banks, has differentiated itself by thinking about things and issues that affect this population that go beyond the normal expectations of being a bank. And this is an example of really going that extra mile and a half, because it is something that affects probably could affect certainly everyone in the community. And you don't really see Chase Manhattan coming in here and saying, I think we ought to worry about, you know, some elderly person being defrauded. So it's really a great thing that you guys are doing that.
So, Laura, what types of tips do you give the seniors to protect themselves?
Usually the biggest red flag to watch out for in any kind of scam, and they all share very common trends, is the sense of urgency. You have to do this now. What they want is they want people to take action and send their money out before they've checked with somebody. You know, a lot of different types of scams are touching our elders, the sweepstakes and the lotteries, of course, but also the imposter scams, where someone has done enough research on you to know that maybe you have a grandchild, or maybe they don't know that you have a grandchild and they're making a guess. And the scariest one that we saw a lot of last year was this grandparent scam, where the fraudsters would call in to an elder and pretend to be a grandchild. Either I just committed a crime, I'm in jail on a drug charge, I hit a foreign national and I'm in another country, please wire $50,000. And, you know, they're crying on the phone, so they can't really tell, you just can't tell that it's not their grandchild. And they're really scared. They're taught to fear, similar to your IRS scam. They're taught to fear that something bad is going to happen if they don't act now. And their job, you know, the fraudster's job is to really make sure that the money gets sent out quickly so that nobody can talk you out of it.
Yeah, for at my firm, that's one of what